Hallelujah. Elohim Tov.
Kol Hazman.
Kol Hazman.
Elohim Tov.
Abba. Come on over here. Greg, and pray us in. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good, man. I miss that.
Just had a small prayer, too.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Small prayer us in.
Father God, I want to thank you for the word that you have. As I was coming here, Lord, you put it on my heart, and man doesn't know what's before them. The things that you knew that were not of God, that were living here on this earth, Lord, you have the word to lead us away from it, back unto you. Lord, we pray and ask that we hear your voice, Lord. We not just hear, but as you told Adam, Lord, you said, eat of the fruit. Lord Jesus, you are the fruit of, you are the word of life. So as we eat of the fruit, Lord, we take it, we allow it to digest, meaning to take its root, Lord, and what it's supposed to do for us to be obedient to your commandments. You said if we love you, we'll be obedient to your commandments. So we thank you for the word that is coming forth so that we may eat and be commanded to live your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God.
Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. We are here. Jillian's here. Beck's here. Emerson's here. Barbara, are you here?
I'm here.
I see you. You was kind of drifting, girl. I'm making sure you're here. Abigail's here. I'm going to do a couple things right now, real fast. First of all, I got this beautiful card from Deborah Otterburn. Now, see, if I was a dog, that's how I would look.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, cute but not handsome.
I know you did.
And then,
let's see. Pastor, send me your mic.
My mic? All right. Get my mic. Thank you very much. And then this is from, I think, Maria Taylor. Let me see. Okay, what I can read, it says May Taylor, and it you know, but like Pastor Ben says, sometimes people sign in tongues, but it is an M Taylor, but I think it's Mary Taylor or May Taylor, and she is from Falls City. What's N-E?
In Nevada.
Nevada? All
no,
right.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Yeah. Nebraska? Oh, I love that. Okay. Thank you for all you do and share with us on YouTube to watch every lesson you share. She says most times twice, and please send me the Hebrew classes on paper. This is America. She says I'm 73 and I don't need to. She said I'm not a techie, so just send me the books, because I understand. You know, I'm 60 and I'm feeling what you're going through, girl. And here it is. Okay, then I don't know where this room. Oh, this is the picture. Let me see that picture, Pastor Ben.
Oh.
Let me see that picture. Who's? Charmy. You guys like that? Okay.
Amen.
Who's? Do you have the paper? Who sent that in, Pastor Ben?
I don't.
You had it, huh? You don't, huh?
No, that was the one for the box.
Is it on the box?
Do it in the box.
No, it is
in the box. We got our Kansas City barbecue.
Can you read that?
Yeah, Daniel Steinberg sent us that picture.
Thank you, Daniel.
Praise God. And we got the
Kansas City barbecue. That's the little.
Where's the package for it? That's there? Oh my good. Greetings, blessing us for C.
I'm taking my two now.
King, Pastor Ben's taking his. He don't trust me. All right. Thank you guys for the barbecue sauce. Please accept our box and favorite Kansas City BBC, BBS sauce and Pastor Ryan. Oh, he says, please share with Pastor Ryan. So we got to give Pastor Ryan one. Yeah, because I only got two. So thank you, guys. Yeah. All right. And I got a letter from Jack Reed over okay. Now here goes the big deal. I did a baptism on Monday.
Yeah.
You know who these people are, Pastor Ben? Took a picture of themselves on the. They didn't leave their name, but I guess they said, we don't want you to know who we are, but we're going fishing. They went fishing and they sent me a picture to let me know what people do. Okay, Pastor Ben, I had three baptisms on Monday. The baptisms were in Laverne, Minnesota. And you guys are wondering how I got back so fast. But we did it online, so we did it by phone. And so for Jose Antonio Perez, here's your baptism certificate.
Yeah.
And Pastor Ben will be mailing these out tomorrow. They took a picture for me, Pastor, and I forgot to tell you to print it so I could show it. But if you print it tomorrow morning, I'll show it.
Yeah.
And this is Christina De Cesa. Is that how you say? De Cesa Perez. And there's your baptism certificate. And they got a friend saved too, and her name is Anne Marie McCabe, and she also got baptized. And so it was a beautiful, so we'll be sending these baptism certificates out to you, and they are excellent, and I'm going to send a picture to Pastor Ben and show you a picture tomorrow.
Amen.
So before he mails them out. Okay, you guys have your look at these people. You think we're in a fancy restaurant. Y'all want me to light a candle? Okay. So anyway, I'm studying and God always gives me incredible things to study. And one of the things that the Lord had me studying for the last week was because I'm starting to get away from the truth, and I'll tell you what the truth is. Who's running the world and who's causing the havoc?
Yeah.
We get away from it. The Bible tells us who's doing it, and the Bible tells us where it's coming from. Yet, you know, we don't really believe and know and understand where all this is coming from. You know, the shooting that just happened at the supermarket.
Yeah.
Okay, they have MK Ultra people that they've trained and prepared to do these things, okay? That's what they call sacrifices, okay? So when I see that stuff happen on TV, I don't get like other people. I'm sure there's a lot of black people like, oh, he's a racist. And look, he's an MK Ultra. They trained him, they had him prepared to do exactly, he was brainwashed to do exactly what he did that day, okay? So realize that all these sacrifices are coming from a demonic source, and they lead back to someone, okay? Mm-hmm. So don't get all into, oh, it's racist and all this. They don't care about people. They don't care about color. They just care about sacrifices, and they will do it to anyone.
Amen.
So, but I really want you guys to know and understand where it's coming from, okay? So I'm doing a study, and the study is on Islam and the Catholic Church. This is what God had me, he wanted to show me that the Catholic Church and Islam are relatively the same thing. Only one calls their God Allah, the moon God, And the other one is a false Christianity. It's not Christian at all. Catholic has never been Christian. And I'm going to say that it has never been Christian. From the conception of Catholicism, it has never been Christian. When the Catholic doctrine came forth, God called it the Church of Pergamus.
Yep.
Pergamus means a defiled mixed marriage. That means Babylonian occultic worship of idols and everything that they have, all that stuff was just mixed in with Christianity, and they gave people a defiled mixed marriage trying to merge Christianity or Jesus Christ, Mary and the Father, and marry that to Babylonian Isis and all of this stuff. But the Lord was showing me how they started it. Like the Catholic Church came before Islam, and how they wanted Islam to succeed so that they could give that whole area one religion so that they could control it. And so I was just studying this, how they use Islam to start a religion so they can control that area. And they didn't want them believing in Jesus because, you know, Babylonian idol worship had an enemy, and that enemy was Christianity.
Right.
And we know that because they were killing Christians, because it was growing so fast. So all of that, so we're going to look at a little bit of that today, and we're going to look at also the understanding of what this 22nd year means, and this 22nd book, and everything, and all of the information that God has given us to let us know that this is the time, you're in the year, you need to, the Christians need to really be joyful and saying, you know what, this is the year, you know, and understanding what's going on.
Yes.
We need to see what God is showing us, because a lot of people on YouTube are coming up with all these different, you know, things that somebody else put out. I said, God has already said the puzzle's been solved. We have all the information that we need, and I put it on paper. We could go over the puzzle again, but I'm going to go over some of the stuff that God continually shows me, like everything in the 22nd book is working out. Everything is going perfect. Just relax, okay? So I'm trying to tell all you born-again believers, relax, okay? Get ready to go and relax. Stop trying to worry about it every single day, okay? Now, if you look at your front page of the notes that I gave you, or that Pastor Ben gave you, it says here, the origin of secret societies, okay? Now, it didn't have the Vatican Rome, the Great Whore. It didn't have that as the number one. It had the origin of secret societies. Then it just said ancient Babylonian, Middle Eastern mystery religions. And that includes paganism, pantheism, polytheism, shamanism, witchcraft, false spiritualism, divination. Okay? So remember that Babylonian idol worship is like the worst form of demon worship, okay? From that, they created Kabbalism, Gnosticism, Knights Templar, the Order of the Saints of John of Jerusalem, the Royal Order of Guitar, the Knights of Malta, Rosicrucianism, and I met with a church, and they told me they were Rosicrucianists. I was like, what is that? I thought it was another form of Christianity, because I was working as a juvenile prison. I was just going to churches to recruit people to come in and be mentored. And they told me they were a church, but they were based in Rosicrucianism. And I was like, what is that? But now I found out it's just one of the sects that comes out of Freemasonry and that whole thing. And so then the Jesuit Society of Jesus, and the Jesuits are really the high profile big guys in the thing. There's a lot of things I didn't know about Jesuits, but that is a lot of power there, a lot of money. Modern Freemasonry, the Illuminati, Skull and Bones, which George Bush belonged to, but he says he was a Christian. I don't know how you could be a Christian and a Skull and Bones member. And Theophilus Society, or whatever they call that, the Theophilus Society. All of these things are really merging from a higher, because someone's financing all this, okay? Freemasons is a program that's being financed from a higher level, okay? All of these things are programs that are being financed from a higher level. Now, I wanted to tell you, how high is it coming from? If Disney owns almost all of the television networks, right? And Disney's owner was a Freemason, that means he's a lower level on the hierarchy of the people that are doing everything that they're doing. You understand? So yeah, Freemason is a lower level of the people who are on a higher level of what's going on. Okay? So you guys have to understand, these are all programs that are being issued out in order to bring the world into control. Okay? I want you to go to the next page, and I want you to look at this, and then we're going to read it a little bit, okay? Now, the scripture, which is 17 verse 14, it says, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and adorned with gold and precious stones and pearl, and having in her hand a golden cup full of abomination and the filthiness of her fornication. Okay, so I'm going to go to Revelation chapter 17. And if you have your Bibles, you can go there with me. So when me and Pastor Ben first started, they had really started getting back together, the European Union.
Yeah.
And but here it is. Now watch this as we read in Revelation chapter 17, okay? It says, one of the seven angels who had seven bowls came and said to me, come, I will show you the punishment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters with her, the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and its and the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with her fornication. Now, she sits on many waters, which means what? Because you got to see God's way of language, right? She's sitting. They control many nations, people, and tongues. Okay, so he said, now, what God is trying to do is focus the whole world's understanding of where everything is coming from, so you don't have to ask or guess where the evil's coming from, okay? Because I know many Christians want to say, but Catholics are Christians too. And I'm going to tell you right now, there is no way possible you can count rosary beads and pray and be a Christian.
Amen.
There's absolutely no way you could do it. There is no way in the world that you can have statues of saints in your house and putting flowers on them and praying to those statues, or even praying to Mary, right? Which you're going to find out from the hierarchy, they never considered Mary to be who the Catholic people are thinking that they're praying to, because they brought Mary in kind of like through a demonic back door and said, oh, this is what you're doing, but that's not what you're doing, and you're going to find out today. Okay? So, here it goes. It says in verse 3, Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into a desert, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names and had seven heads and 10 horns. Okay? First of all, I need to back up because, oh, okay, we haven't gotten there yet. Okay, here we go. It says, there I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names, seven heads and 10 horns. Okay? It says the woman was dressed in purple and scarlet, okay? And was glittering with gold and precious stones and pearls. She held a cup, a golden cup in her hand, filled with abominable things and the filth of her adultery, of her fornication. This title was written on her forehead. Mystery Babylon, the mother of prostitutes and the abominations of the earth. You hear that? Mystery Babylon, the mother of prostitutes and the abominations of the earth. So the Bible is saying all the abominations that are on the earth are coming from somewhere. Okay? Now, it tells you that they will be arrayed in purple and scarlet. Could you hold this up, Pastor Man, hold that up to your screen? That is right here. Now, I think if God wrote this, the book of Revelation in 90 AD, and people seem to want to fulfill prophecy, so they do what God say. And so they chose for themselves purple and scarlet. And now if you go to any inauguration of a new pope, the whole seating will be in purple and scarlet, okay? And I have those pictures. So God is telling you, the people that is the mystery Babylon, that is the mother of all prostitutes, where all the abominations of the earth come from, is the Vatican, okay? You have to know and understand that, because if you don't, somebody's going to try to, a guy called me last week trying to convince me that when he prays to Mary, it's just like Pastor Ben praying, asking, like me asking Pastor Ben to pray for me. So I'm asking Pastor Ben to pray for me, and he says, all I'm doing is asking Mary to pray for me. And she's in heaven, so then she prays for me, and that's what I'm doing. I don't want to go. I said, but Jesus Christ died on the cross, so you can go straight to him.
Right.
But you see how you want to use any excuse you can to hold on to your tradition. But the one word in Greek that is 666 is tradition, okay? Because Jesus know that the tradition was stopping the word of God from going forth in the way that it should, because they were holding on to their 666 or their tradition. So I'm giving you an opportunity, and God is giving you an opportunity before the rapture to denounce Catholic doctrine. To denounce Catholic traditions, okay? Because none of it is from God, okay? And if you knew what went on in the Vatican, you would really know and understand that it is not from God, and you cannot be a part of it.
Amen.
You cannot say, I'm going to visit a Catholic church. You cannot do that. You understand? I went to a funeral at one, and I almost ran out of there, because as soon as I walked in, people were kissing statues and all kinds of stuff. I went to the back and sat at the door. I was like, well, I'm going to honor your dad, man, but I can't be here. Okay.
Amen.
So they're going to be arrayed in purple and scarlet. And God showed it to you. So now you know who they are and where they're coming from. Okay, let's continue. It says, Mystery Babylon, the great mother of prostitutes and the abominations of the earth. I saw that the woman was drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of those who bore the testimony of Jesus. You hear that? So who was killing Christians at the time of the conception of the church? Who is killing Christians? He says these people are drunk with the blood of the saints and those who have the testimony of Jesus. So Mystery Babylon, from its root, were throwing Christians to lions. They couldn't get rid of Christianity, but they were throwing Christians to lions. They were killing Christians publicly, trying to discourage people from following Christ. To the point where the more they kill people, the more the religion grew more and more and more. So what Constantine did was, Constantine said, well, he says he had a dream, and in the dream, it told him to go and fight and put the cross in front of you when you fight. And he won the war with the cross in front of him. He got back and said, because I fought with the cross, I won the war, and therefore Christianity is now the legal religion of Rome. And so Christianity became the religion of Rome, and you had to be a Christian now or else you would get punished. So it was a forced Christianity. Now, all he knew was idol worship and Babylonian culture, you understand, and all of these pagan things. So what he did was just mix Christianity, Jesus Christ, and he mixed all these pagan rituals in with Christianity. And God says the third church is called the Church of Pergamos. Okay? We'll get to that. Let me finish reading. Astonished, I explain. Okay. It says, when I saw her, I was greatly astonished. And the angel said to me, why are you astonished? I will explain to you the mystery of the woman and of the beast she rides, which has seven heads and 10 horns. The beast which you saw once was, because see, this is coming back. I want you guys to know it's coming back. Mystery Babylon is coming back, okay? And it says, he once was, now is not, and will come again, come out of the abyss and go to his destruction. The inhabitants of the earth, whose names have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world, will be astonished when they see the beast, because he once was, now is not, yet will come. This calls for the mind, for a mind with wisdom. The seven heads are seven hills on which the woman sits. There are seven hills. The Vatican sits around, sits in the middle of seven hills. Palatine Hill, Escalon Hill. I can't think of all seven of them now, but they sit right in the middle of these seven hills. So now God has told you what colors they're going to wear. God has told you that they're seated around seven hills. And so now you should know where all the evil that's in the world comes from. We should know, okay? So no one should be coming to you trying to convince you that, oh, she's a Christian, but she's a Catholic Christian. Because there's no such thing as being a Catholic Christian. You understand? Because God will never accept you in his family while you're telling him, oh, I believe in Jesus. Let me go and ask Mary.
Right.
He's like, well, you got the wrong tradition, wrong culture, okay?
Amen.
So, it says, this calls for the mind of wisdom. The seven heads are the seven hills on which the woman sits. They are also seven kings. Five have fallen. One is, and the other one has yet to come. But when he does come, he must remain for a little while. The beast who once was and now is not is the eighth king. He belongs to the seven and is going to his destruction.
Yeah.
Okay. The 10 horns you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. Okay? So they're going to set up 10 kingdoms, and he's going to give those 10 kingdoms power. And the beast is going to be in control of those 10 kingdoms. The center of this is going to be on a hill surrounded by seven mountains of a group that wears purple and scarlet. So you're not guessing.
Right.
Okay? This is a very evil place, a lot of demonic things. They own a telescope in Arizona called the Lucifer.
Yeah.
To do stargazing, to look for these signs and things, okay? So I'm just saying, everything that goes on there, he says what? The abominations of the earth come from one place, okay? And you have to know that, because you need to know and understand that they are not just trying to take over Rome, they're trying to take over the whole earth.
Yeah.
Now, let me see if I can. Okay, let me stop for a minute. I was listening to a guy today, and he was a Jesuit priest. And he said his job was, they poisoned him after he did some revealing, but he said that his job was to infiltrate Christianity. He said what part of Christianity? Just the Protestant church? He said all of them. Our thing was to infiltrate all denominations. He said Pentecost, Baptist, whatever denomination it was our job to infiltrate them. And he said, how did you infiltrate them? And I'm gonna send you the interview. He said, we infiltrated them by offering them finances to grow their church. So the finances would always be the way to get in. Then we put our people in, and then eventually we take over that whole denomination, because we'd get them to join as a group and then finance them, and then they would be a group, but then they would understand that joining or not, or saying negative things against the Catholic Church was a no-no, and that they were supposed to let their people know that Catholicism is just another form of Christianity. So his job was to infiltrate all sects of Christianity. And he says it's still going on today, and it's been more successful than any time in history. He says we have over 5,000 churches in the United States that are directly under our control. And he said, so you're saying that they teach Catholicism? He says, no, that's not important. They don't teach against Catholicism. You understand?
Yeah.
They don't teach against it. And someone like Kenneth Copeland to bring some guy there to tell everybody that the Protestant church is going to rejoin back to the Catholic church. Now, why would Kenneth Copeland do that? That's money, but also his whole structure, and he's a Freemason anyway, but his whole structure is under this system where they are trying to, what's the word for an emic? I'll think of it. The Southern Baptist Convention is part of it. A Southern Baptist Convention is controlled by Freemason. Freemasons, all the top people in the Southern Baptists are Freemasons. So all the churches that are under the Southern Baptist Convention are going to do exactly what they're being paid to do, okay? So you have to know and understand that, because there are so many people that say, Pastor Sandy, I can't find a good church that even talks about end time prophecy. Well, the guy was being interviewed today when I sent it to you, Pastor Ben. He said it's a no-no. He said they don't need to know about prophecy. They don't need to know about end time. And there better not be any talk about the Vatican being the Antichrist. So he said, this is what we're paid. We're paid to organize these churches to be under our control as an organization so that what coming out of the pulpit is not against the Vatican. So you're talking about Christianity being under attack, but it's being under attack through the back door. It's not coming in the front door. It's coming in the back door. It gets control. And then now you go, oh my goodness, how could they be preaching that? That's weird. Well, the Vatican, the Southern Baptist Convention said, we are 100% in agreement with the NAR movement, the New Apostolic Reformation. They said, they put out a message. You can go on your web and say, how does the Southern Baptist Convention feel about the New Apostolic Reformation? And it says they 100% confirm that they are backing it and with it, okay? And some of the churches that are already under it are like, why are we, you know, backing this, you know? Because it's the weirdest of all of them. Like, forget the Bible. God has gotten new apostles, and we're going to control the seven mountains of the world and the signs and the, and if I make your foot grow, that's more important than knowing the Bible and the star dust sprinkles that come out of the sky. That's more important because signs and wonders is what the religion is based on to get you excited about signs and wonders and not the word of God. Okay, so we need to know and understand this because we're under attack. The church is about to be gone, okay? But God wants me to talk about this because he's like, I'm giving people opportunity to know the truth so they can get out and they can stop playing with it. Because you think, you know, let me ask you. You're married to somebody and there's someone else that hates your guts and has been trying to kill you for weeks. And the person you're married to hangs out with them.
Ooh.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work. You can't hang out with Catholicism and be a Christian. You understand? You're either married to one and you're loyal to one. You can't play the traditions and play Christianity.
Amen.
Okay? I don't want anybody getting left behind saying, well, in my heart I was a Christian and I did go to the Catholic Church because I didn't want to argue with my family. God created this as a separation. He didn't come to bring peace. He came to bring a division, okay? So you have to choose. You can't hide the fact that you believe in Jesus.
Right.
You understand? Now, if you're hiding it, you go, you sit in the parking lot, and you go like, Lord, help me out of this. That's something. You know what I mean? But don't go in practicing all of the traditions and thinking, you know, I'm just doing this for my family.
Right.
You can't do it. Okay. Let's continue. It says here, the 10 horns you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose and will give their power and authority to the beast. They will make war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them. You hear that? They will make war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. Are we all called? The church is called. You better understand this.
Yeah.
The church is called. Called means invited. With him will be all the people who were invited to the wedding feast and accepted Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Also with him will be the chosen. The Jewish people who he made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he would save them. Okay?
Yeah.
Also with him will be his faithful followers. Who are the faithful followers? The tribulation saints, because in the face of death, they still confess Christ.
Yes.
So you have three different types of Christians that are going to be coming back with him.
Yes.
Oh, get to watch the lamb beat up a bunch of people. It's like the toughest lamb I ever seen. Okay. And it says, then the angel said to me, the waters you saw where the prostitute sits are people, multitudes, nations, and languages. The beast and the 10 horns you saw will hate the prostitute. Now watch this. They're going to turn on her. They're going to turn on the Vatican. They're going to turn. Look, the beast is going to be like, okay, that's enough of this Vatican, okay? The beast and the, what is this? Here it is. They will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it in their hearts to accomplish his purpose by agreeing to give the beast their power to rule until God's words are fulfilled. The woman you saw is the great city that rules over the kings of the earth. Now, 2017, all the 500 plus companies had to go to the Vatican. All of them. If you were a $1 million, $1 billion company, they were all seated there in front of the Pope, and the Pope is sitting in the front while all the heads of all of these major companies in the world have to meet at the Vatican. Now, why do you think if I'm a billionaire, I don't have to be anywhere? Oh, yes, you do. Why is it that every president has to go to the Vatican and kiss the finger? Why? Why is that? If I don't want to go, I don't want to go. No, you have an assignment. Once you become president, you have to go to the Vatican, whether you like them or not. Okay? And they all go to the Vatican because that's what controls the world. And the Vatican Bank is the richest bank in the world. BlackRock? You're talking about the wealthiest company in the world. Oh, well, they come out of the Vatican. That comes out of the Beast Bank, Bank of International Settlements. BlackRock is just one of the companies, but BlackRock, they're all Illuminati or Freemasons. But BlackRock is, I'm surprised you know about that, but BlackRock is like, you name it, they own it, okay? So, know and understand what's going on, okay? Now, I'm going to read a little bit of 18 because I want to give you instruction what God says about the Catholic Church, okay? In 18, it says, after this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated by his splendor. With a mighty voice, he shouted, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. So they're saying the Vatican is going to be, you know, they're going to see it destroyed. And they say the Babylon the Great is fallen. She has become a home for demons and haunts, and a haunt for every evil spirit, a haunt of every unclean, detestable bird. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her fornication. The kings of the earth committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxury. You hear that? Okay. Then I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sin, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. You hear that? That's what God says about the Catholic Church. Come out of it. Don't sit up in there with beads, a cross on the end of some rosary beads, talking about you're a Christian, okay? Because you can't be Christian and an idol worshiper and a pagan in a pagan religion and still say that you belong to Christ. Okay. Don't go to the third page. Just go to the fourth page. Do Catholics and Muslims share a reverence for Mary? Now, let me tell you, I got the Quran, and that is one thing that you would think is very weird when you're reading the Quran. They have so much respect for Mary. I mean, they'll say things about Jesus, like surely he didn't die on the cross. That's in the Quran. They put a someone else up there instead of him. But when it comes to Mary, in the Quran, it's like she is the Blessed Mother and her virgin conception. They're saying that Mary's that she was born from a virgin conception. You understand? The Quran says that Mary's conception was virgin. Jesus is only holy because of Mary. Okay? So when they draw pictures of Mary, and I have the pictures at home, I didn't want to overwhelm Pastor Ben. They have pictures of Jesus putting the thorns on Mary's head, and Mary is holding her hand up, and she has scars in her hand. This is a picture that they have. I'll send it for you tonight. Okay? Because they consider that Jesus is only who he is because of the goodness and the purity of Mary. You understand? And so when the Vatican brought in Christianity, or when Constantine brought in Christianity, the goddess that they worshiped was Isis. Okay? So let's look at what Isis was. Okay? Here, let me read this. In the era when Islamic phobia is on the rise, it seems especially important for Catholic Christians to know that in addition to sharing the belief of one God, Muslims also share a reverence for Mary. So let me ask you, did Catholicism start Islam? They did. And you have to know and understand, as we finish this study, you'll see and understand all they did was bring in their form of Father, Son, Virgin, okay? And so here, this is where they got it from, Egypt, right? Now, if I read this to you, you would say, oh, he's talking about Mary. The litany of Our Lady Virgin, okay? Lady Isis, the Virgin. Holy Isis, universal mother of mother of gods, mother of Horus, Virgin, mother, soul of the universe, Virgin sacred to the earth, mother of all virtue. Okay, illustrious Isis, most powerful and merciful and just. She's supposed to be like mute means the god of the dead, right? And it says mirror of justice and truth, mysterious mother of the world, a sacred lotus, centaurus of gold, the queen of Ashtoreth. You know the Ashtoreth pole?
Yeah.
Okay. This is part of their paganism. You understand? Because they're bringing in, the Ashtoreth pole says, you know what's the problem with Islam and why Jews loved Baal and the Ashtoreth pole? Paganism had no sexual rules. You understand? There were no rules against any type of filth or lust. That's what the Ashtoreth pole was all about. So since they had no rules of sexual lust, it was easy for people to go and be a part of that because they felt they had a religion that fit their lifestyle. You understand? Or what they wanted to do. Okay? So, and the Ashtoreth pole is that. okay? You're of the moon, queen of heaven. You ever heard Mary be called the queen of heaven?
Yeah.
Well, they called Isis queen of heaven and of the universe, model of all mothers. Isis is a virgin mother. Now, here's a Roman Catholic litany of the Lady Virgin. Holy Mary, Mother of Divine Grace, Mother of God, Mother of Christ, Virgin of Virgins, Mother of Divine Grace, Virgin Most Chaste, Mother Most Pure, okay? Virgin Most Powerful, Most Merciful, Most Faithful, Mirror of Justice, Seat of Wisdom. So anyway, you get it? Everything that they called Isis, They were calling Mary that in the Catholic Church, but they're just calling what used to be Isis worship, they're calling it now Mary worship, okay? So when you see the mother and the child, you're really seeing Isis and Horus, because their father was Osiris,
right.
You understand? So that's what they brought in. So this is what they did. Let me go to the next page.
Page 5.
Yeah, page 5. It says, when Cyril, the Bishop of Alexander, had openly embraced the cause of Isis, the Egyptian goddess, and had anthropomorphized, or you guys say that word for me, okay, her into Mary. So, you know, he changed Isis into Mary, the mother of God, and the Trinitarian controversy had taken place from that moment, because now they were saying that Mary was Isis. And Isis is a god. So now the Muslims are like saying, we don't believe in no more than one god. So, you know, we believe in Mary and honoring her, or Isis and honoring her, but she's not God, right? So the whole thing is over this worship of this Isis that they've brought in to now be Mary, okay? Let me continue reading this. Oh, now this is what Blavatsky said. Now this is what you have to know and understand. This is crazy. This is from Blavatsky's Secret Doctrine. She said, it is mankind which has become the serpent of Genesis, and thus caused daily and hourly the fall and the sin of the celestial virgin. So they're saying what? Mankind is bringing down the goddess Isis. They're ruining the image of the goddess Isis, which thus becomes the mother of God and devils at once and the same time. For she is the ever-loving, beneficent deity to all those who steer her soul and heart. And that's part of the Catholic doctrine. You got to steer up the heart of Mary and she'll save you, okay? And it's like, okay, the shadow of the unknown and
municipal
deity is in space, but in antiquity and reality, Lucifer or Luciferus is the name of the angelic entity presiding over the light of truth and over the light of the day. So she's saying Isis is really just Lucifer. And so we brought Isis into Catholicism. Then when we created Islam, we gave them to make sure you honor Mary, because that's Isis and that's Lucifer. So coming from the secret teachings, they're letting you know, we're just giving you Columbus, which is another name for a satanic deity of Lucifer, okay? That's why you got Columbia CBS, okay? Columbia Records, District of Columbia, they're honoring Isis which is Lucifer. You understand? So as you're, when you're knowing and understanding what they're doing, it's all just still trying to worship Lucifer as a deity, okay? It says Lucifer, and this was what they say. Lucifer is divine, territorial light. He is the Holy Spirit. And that's the seventh step of Freemasonry, is you've got to confess that Lucifer is the Holy Spirit. So nobody becomes a 33rd degree Mason unless they've already confessed that Lucifer is the Holy Spirit. So every pastor, Kenneth Copeland, they've already made a confession of who Lucifer is. You understand? And now, you know who the Shriners are?
Yeah.
Nice group of old men with little hats on, right?
Driving little cars.
Now, I didn't know this, because, but God has me studying this. They can't, you can't become a Shriner until you've been at least a 32 degree Mason for 6 months. You're not even eligible to be a Shriner unless you're a 32 degree Mason for at least 6 months. So those little Shriners that you think, oh, they're just nice little old men, they've been fully in Freemasons for a long time. Okay? So all of this stuff is going on, and Catholicism is still striving. Now go to the next page and let's look at this. Okay, you see that top picture on page 6? I really thought we were going to do something else today. You see that top picture? That's a picture of what they call, they were building the Tower of Babel. You see that? Now look down at the other, that's in an Arabic nation. This is an Arabic nation. Okay? Doesn't that look like the same spiral thing for Babylon? And who's at the top of the spiral Babylonian structure? Mary with her son Isis, right? Or Isis with her son Horus, right? Or if you're Catholic, oh, that's Jesus and Mary, okay? So you see the fraud that they put over the whole world, trying to teach that this pagan religion is one of the forms of Christianity. Why is it that the guy who started Jehovah Witness, when he died, they gave him a Freemason burial? And if you go to his site right now, there's is decorated as a Freemason, and he started Jehovah Witnesses. Why is it that the person who started Mormonism, if you go to Joseph Smith's site, it's filled with Freemason burial site? Because they were both commissioned to start two religions, but to not give them the true Jesus, give them a form of another religion. But Freemasons sent them out and financed them. You don't just start a religion and it go worldwide and it's financed all over the world and is rich unless somebody's backing you. But if you're backed by Vatican Bank, you got plenty of money to get done what they want you to do. And this is the world we're living in. So now if you have no rapture hope, if you think that you just got to survive to the end of the tribulation, you've got to survive some horrible deception and some horrible violence that's coming upon the world. And so now I'm studying this thing like all day yesterday, and I'm just learning and learning and learning. And I'm like, Lord, this is just too much. Sometimes they'll have a Catholic building right next to a Muslim mosque, and they never bother the Catholics. Why not?
Right.
Because of both of their reverence for Mary. You understand? So we have to know and understand what's going on. All right? The Lord wants us out of here. How much time I have, Pastor Ben? If any at all.
You have,
I haven't.
2 minutes.
Okay.
You didn't get to page 3?
I didn't do page 3. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to page 3, you guys. Go back to page 3. Okay. Now, we're going to go over this tomorrow because we got to go over this incredible puzzle that God has given us, okay? The word tribulation, someone said this to me. Do you know that tribulation in Greek means? I was like, dude, I know what tribulation in Greek means, you know, because I'm like, I've already studied tribulation, the word tribulation in Greek and in Hebrew, okay? To me, the Hebrew form of tribulation is like to be pressed into a corner, into a tight area of destruction or strife, right? So anyway, the word tribulation, how many times do you think it appears in the Bible? 22. Isn't that something? Okay. Now, we're in the year 5782, okay? It started in September of last year, it ends in September of this year, and we're in 2022, okay? It's the year 5782. What's the numerical value? 22. Okay, here's the first time tribulation appears in the Bible. When thou art in tribulation, this is from Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 30. When thou art in tribulation and all these things are come upon thee, even in the acharon yom, the last days, the terminal days, even in the last days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shall be obedient unto his voice. You hear that? That's the first time tribulation is in the Bible. And what does it talk about? The last days. 5782 verse of the Torah, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 29. Oh, that they were wise, that they may understand this, that they would consider their latter end. That's this year, okay? You have 66 books. 22 times 3 equals 66. I wanted to go down here and look at some. Oh, someone sent me this today, and I'm going to tell you who he is tomorrow or who she is tomorrow. She sent me that, I think it was, her name was Sarah. She sent me that, oh, by the way, 20, 21, and 22, if you separate all of the numbers, it's 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 1 plus 2 equals 9, which equals judgment, okay? So chapter 22, verse 21 and 22, separate all the numbers, and it's 9, which is judgment, okay? I'm not going to go over Song of Songs, but we're going to go over Song of Songs tomorrow, okay? And we're going to go over why these 22, all three of these 22 books are either talking about the birth of the church or the rapture of the church in every 22 book, meaning in the book of Song of Songs, in the book of Acts, and then also in the book of Revelation, you're going to have rapture scenarios and end time scenarios in all 22 books, okay? And God is trying to give us, like I'm trying to give you as much as I possibly can for you to be excited and understand what's about to happen, okay? Because this world is not about to last that much longer, you guys. I'm going to send you that interview, Pastor Ben, but I got to also send you the other interview about the guy that's sitting there telling you, look, we're not worried about cryptocurrency. We own cryptocurrency. We're not worried about Bitcoin. We own Bitcoin. Okay? We're not worried about that. But what you should know and understand is all the nations of this world are going to be under the central bank digital currency. That is coming, and you can bet on it, he tells them. And you can bet on it. I could have told him that from Revelation chapter 13. Everybody will need the mark of the beast, or else they will not be able to buy or sell anything. I could have told him that. And he's like, so get ready. If you keep cash in your home, get ready to get rid of it. Because I'm letting you know there's going to come a day where they're going to give you a certain amount of time to get rid of your cash currency. And if you don't get rid of it, it'll be like you have Monopoly money because you won't be able to use it anywhere. Everything you have will be on digital currency. Okay? And if all your money is on digital currency, and I can turn you on or turn you off when I feel like it. That means I control your eating habits, your buying habits. And they said, and he said, oh, and by the way, all the digital currency will be programmable, which means that you can't buy what you want. We don't like that you're preaching the gospel, running around talking about Jesus. You can't travel. You can buy food, but you can't buy a plane ticket. So he says the money is going to be programmable, that it says what you can buy and what you're not allowed to buy. Okay? So they're talking about controlling the whole world. Okay? And now, when I listen to this guy, now when I send you the he's going to tell you, they don't want you talking about the Antichrist. They don't want you talking about prophecy. If you're going to be financed from the Vatican, you cannot talk about the Antichrist, and you cannot talk about prophecies concerning the end times. That's what you're not going to talk about in your church. So I'm listening to a sermon today. Oh, my goodness, I started laughing. I said, God, that is just laughable. When you get to the moment when you realize who you are in Christ and you realize what your destiny is and you realize who you are and the power you have in his name, you can move into your future. I was like, what kind of sermon is that? That's nothing about Jesus. Yeah. That's all about you.
Yeah.
I said, wow. Exactly. These churches are here. They're here. They've all, we're not saying they're taking over. They have taken over.
Yeah.
So if you belong in Christ, see, this is what the Lord just said to me. Say, told you. I'm like, what'd you tell me, Lord? Not many are saved. Not many. See, you might be on your way up in a rapture and God, wow, there's a lot of room in the aisles. you might be on your way up and like, wow.
A lot of room.
A lot of room. I'm trying to tell you where Christianity is right now. But God is still giving them the opportunity to repent, to say, I'm taking off these rosary beads. I'm not doing this anymore.
Amen.
I'm taking off this. I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
You have the opportunity to now do that and say, I'm confessing Jesus Christ, the only Savior, the only Lord,
yeah,
and he is going to be my guide to heaven and not anyone's tradition.
Amen.
You have that opportunity. Why? Because it hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, it is.
And when it happens, you can't say, I was deceived.
Right.
Because you had a Bible and people are trying to tell you that the rapture is coming. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. Praise Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah.
Come on, pray.
Pray me out. Okay. Just hold that while you speak.
Father God, thank you for what you're doing. Earlier today, Lord, through prayer, you shared that you have always given the word and you already know what's going on. Lord, I thank you. Lord, and as Pastor Sandy was teaching your word, Lord, you brought back to memory in Genesis, in the beginning, Lord, God created the heavens and the earth. Lord, the earth is an opportunity to surrender unto you.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Sandy has given the word that you gave to him, Lord. There's a world that is coming that is not of man. Talks about that in Daniel, about the clay and the metal.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we pray and ask that everyone that heard your word, Lord, eat of the fruit and change. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. Keep us, help us to stay obedient unto your word and just look forward to that day that you say, come home. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brad. Hallelujah.